In a green tent just off Main Street, passersby got the opportunity to experience safe injection facilities, known in short as SIFs.
These are places where people can come in with pre-obtained substances and consume them under the medical supervision of healthcare professionals.
Cassandra Frederick is director of the Drug Policy Alliance for New York and organizer of the mobile display. In addition to medical supervision, she says drug users who come into safe injection facilities are surrounded by peers in a safe environment. They're offered sterile supplies, including the overdose antidote Narcan, as well as access to healthcare services and treatment options. But these facilities aren't yet legal, which is why the mock-up is on tour, trying to educate New Yorkers and start a conversation. And while the group of advocates surrounding it have plenty of reasons why SIFs are a viable option, not everyone who passed by was convinced. Amy Amaro of Lackawanna says she's been surrounded by people with drug addiction and those who have been its victims all her life. She doesn't like what SIFs may endorse.
Somebody is going to overdose and somebody else is going to rush to their rescue to save them. That's sort of giving them a green light to go ahead and do it again. Maybe next time do it bigger and better.
But SIFs aren't just about treatment. Bottom line, according to Frederick, it's about reducing harm and saving the lives of those who would otherwise be dying alone. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.